Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
John Fenderson is technical product manager for Westbred Wheat, and he says one surefire way to make sure you get an early, quick start on your 2021 wheat crop is to include fertilization in your planting plans.
When I talk to wheat producers, the one thing that I consistently tell them, you know, you can change varieties and you can do a lot of things, but the lowest hanging fruit on the tree is to utilize a pop-up fertilizer with your seed to get that early growth and vigor out of that plant.
And if you're interested in wheat pasture, that is especially important.
In the southern plains in particular, that early fall wheat growth is what our producers are really looking for, so they can get those stocker calves, get them out onto the growing wheat, and start getting that good gain.
Thanks, John. Learn more about Westbred wheat varieties by going to westbred.com. Yesterday morning, no deal. Today, there is a deal regarding the continuing resolution as it relates to CCC funding for USDA. Mike Conaway is the ranking minority member of the House Agriculture Committee, former chairman of the committee, and he was livid when word came out that Nancy Pelosi was blocking CCC funding reauthorization in the continuing resolution that will keep the government running after the 1st of October. As of yesterday morning, things weren't looking so good.
And then Friday, Mnuchin and Pelosi thought they had a deal. Mnuchin thought he had a deal with Speaker Pelosi and was ready to move forward, told our leadership, hey, it's fixed, it's done. And then an hour and a half later, she called back and said, nope, CCC funding's out of the CR. And that's what was dropped yesterday. And all I can say is just I can't explain why. I can say how. My conjecture is that they're wanting to punish rural America because rural America generally supports President Trump.
Possibly some of her Democratic members got to Nancy Pelosi and demanded she rethink this issue regarding the CCC funding. Michael Conaway issued a statement after the House came up with a deal that included funding for the Commodity Credit Corporation. He says, thanks to President Trump and Republican leaders in Congress who also strongly oppose this reckless stunt, the Democrats finally modified their spending bill to include the Department of Agriculture. The vote in the House was 359-57. Next up, a vote in the Senate will follow quickly, and it'll be signed into law by President Trump before the September 30th spending deadline. This coming Friday afternoon, we'll get our next cattle on feed report and pre-report guesses suggesting marketings will be down compared to a month ago by about 3%, maybe 3.5% or so. Placements, always a fair amount of disagreement on that number. It looks like on average, analysts expect placements to be almost 6% up compared to a year ago. And the on-feed number, average of analysts' estimates, 11.355 million head, 3.4% higher than 1 year ago. The pre-report guesses on cattle on feed numbers, the inventory of cattle that have been on feed 150 days or more, estimated at 2.497 million head. That's 440,000 head, or 21% higher than a year ago. That backlog of cattle still out there to some degree, according to the expectations for the cattle on feed report that'll be out this Friday afternoon. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 24th, to be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,460 head to be sold in this go-round. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. More agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.